Hi everyone, my name is Lester Jones. I'm from the Department of Physiotherapy at La Trobe University, and I'm going to be talking about a subject that I designed for the physiotherapy program. There's some PowerPoint slides that will help guide you through the session, so if you've got access then to them, that will be helpful. The session will be in three parts. There will be the context of the learning experience, then the assessment strategies that I've designed, and then finally, we'll look at outcomes. And I've used the phrase exit velocity, which is a phrase I've pinched from my first head of department, who used it in a curriculum design meeting to emphasize the importance of the transition from professional training to professional practice. So the subject is, as I said, it's part of a physiotherapy degree, the physiotherapist to professional training. It's presented in the penultimate semester of the course, and it's taught in a 5-week teaching block. It's master's level, and I guess the two issues that I've sort of identified that I think reflect promote the reflective aspect of the learning experience are the students exploring the role of what a physiotherapist does in chronic disease management, and I suppose related to that, their own personal scope of practice, and I guess that's particularly important with them approaching their autonomous professional practice. The learning experiences that we try to get the students to reflect on include all prior university-based learning from year one through to the final year, and that includes class-based experiences as well as clinical-based experiences. There's four assessment tasks. The first assessment task is a team task. Essentially, its purpose is to bring students up to speed with an important document, the National Chronic Disease Strategy. The students work in teams and they are asked to produce a multimedia resource, and that's really across the first week of the subject. Now, we want the students to think about interprofessional and global issues as well. So one of the things I organised was for some students at two UK universities, the University of Bradford and St George's University of London, organised health professional students there to act as recipients of this resource. So the student team were aware of the student who was waiting to look at their resource. They knew that they also were a health professional student. I deliberately chose non-physiotherapists so that I had to think about the interprofessional issues there. And again, students engaged with the Australian perspective, I suppose, of this task by reviewing some of the ideas that they have about the health system in Australia and being able to sort of communicate that, I suppose, to someone who's not familiar with that system. So once students had got an appreciation of what were some of the guidance and guidelines around chronic disease management, they were able to then sort of look at other aspects of the subject. And alongside this, the other assessment task that I designed for them was one relating to communication skills, which is one of the key things that comes out of the document, that health professionals really need to be able to communicate with their patients in a way that promotes self-management. So we designed a few resources again to try and encourage students to revisit, I suppose, some of their earlier learning experiences, and as well as to revisit some of the clinical experiences that were more recent to them. A resource that we constructed, that I constructed with a couple of people from the School of Public Health, was based around a resource that they'd originally put together, a video resource that they put together for the first year cohort. Now, with that resource, basically showed some interaction between health professional and clients, and students were in that first year experience were asked to, I suppose, analyse that interaction and make some comment on that. The idea here was looking at things like behaviour change as well as effective communication. So what we did with that video resource for this fourth year cohort was essentially get the designers of that resource to talk through some of the rationale for including the commentary, the interactions, transcripts, I suppose. What were some of the reasons for incorporating those into the initial resource? So with that, what students were seeing in fourth year was a resource that they were familiar with and had made some interpretation of, and now they were listening to the designer's interpretation of what they were hoping would come from the learning experience. So it was a chance for students, firstly, to re-engage with early important experiences, but also perhaps reinterpret them now with some additional information from the experts who designed the resource. So that was one way to sort of try and get students to look at their prior clinical learning, but we also encourage students to look at their prior class-based learning, and we also encourage students to look at their prior clinical learning as well. The construction of the Skills Diary resource for submission was really up to the student, but the suggestion was to sort of include a component that focused on how skills were developed in communication prior to the subject, what things changed during the subject, and then what plans the student would have to keep that development going into the future. And I guess that final part in particular really promotes a reflective approach by getting students to create action plans, doing some sort of self-assessment to identify learning needs, I suppose, prior to that, and then setting some clear goals on how they're going to move forward. The third and fourth tasks were related. The initial part of that, task three, was creating a management plan. Students had quite detailed scenario that was essentially a case created by a clinician, and they were asked to sort of apply a management approach based on what they know from the National Chronic Disease Strategy and other readings that they've done through the subject. I suppose a novel part of this was to engage the students into the final versions of the marking criteria, so students were able to look at the marking criteria and basically decide what wording might need to be clarified, and also had some role in choosing some of the categories that that they were eventually going to be marked against. So really bringing in that sort of analytical process early. And again, I think that in terms of helping students to be reflective, this enabled them to sort of think about, well, what are the marking criteria mean, but also perhaps what are the things that I need to sort of demonstrate to satisfy the marking criteria. And the final task, as I said, is related to task three, and that was really that students were given one of their peers' management plans to sort of review and comment on. There were no marks that the students were awarding to each other, and I guess the assessment-driven motivation for students to complete this task was that they were going to be marked on the feedback that they gave. Basically, they had a few days in the final week to sort of do this at the very end of the subject. So if we look at the outcomes that this subject achieved, the first was that they had a multimedia resource that they were able to share, and enabled them to engage with political, global and professional concepts that are important to chronic disease management and professional practice anyway. The management plan enabled an authentic application of clinical reasoning and incorporating some of the new insights that the subject had to offer. The peer evaluation task was described as enjoyable by a lot of the students. They really felt it was great to see how someone else had attempted a piece of work, and also then reflected on how they might have approached the management plan that they created differently. I think that was quite important. The communication skills diary, basically, again, it was common that students talked about almost a light bulb moment, and that this was a real influence on their thinking for the future about chronic disease. And I guess importantly, and one of the things that I think is, as I stated at the outset, I think was one of the key outcomes, was try and get students to identify the scope of practice that they operate under. And I guess a lot of them identified that perhaps their interpretation of what a physiotherapist did perhaps had been unnecessarily narrow. So as a concluding comment, students head towards the exit of their professional training with an inquiring mind and an acceptance of the need for ongoing professional development. And again, we think that in terms of exit velocity, they're the things that we want a professional graduate to be have that capacity. Thanks very much for listening.